It was back in October of 1910 when publisher William Randolph Hearst, seeking to further the cause of aviation and boost the circulation of his newspapers, not necessarily in that order, offered a prize of $50,000 to the first aviator to cross the United States in an airplane in less than 30 days. Well, the Starr County Historical Society has an exhibit at the Henry F. Schricker Library in Knox about that flight. This flight was significant to Starr County because the successful airplane landed at Bass Station in Aldine, in that vicinity, and then flew over North Judson on October the 5th, 1911. According to the Starr County Democrat, dated October the 11th, 1911, the pilot, C.P. Rogers, was nearly frozen stiff when he landed near Aldine at 12:55 p.m. Now, he wasn't scheduled to land at Aldine. He was supposed to land at North Judson. There was a big crowd waiting for him there. The community of North Judson was celebrating its fall jubilee. But it seems like aviator Rogers always preferred to land where he was least expected. A score of mechanics, who followed him very closely in a train along the route, spent about 3 hours overhauling the flying machine, and then he took off. In the presence of nearly 200 farmers and citizens of Bass Station and Aldine, and then he did pass over the heads of several thousand people at North Judson, following the Erie tracks, at a rate of about a mile a minute. The flight of the VinFizz put Aldine, Bass Station, and North Judson into national headlines. Another bit of Starr County history. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.